Hi, this is Gary Keller, and I have with me today Stefan Swanepoel.
Hi, Gary. Good to be with you today.
Well, thanks for giving the time to visit with me.
Always.
Let's talk a little bit about your background first. Tell me a little about yourself.
Oh, my goodness, Gary. I don't think we have time for that in this show today. Should we just get to the good stuff?
No, we have it. So go ahead. So you're not originally from the United States. Where are you from?
I had the privilege of being born in the Serengeti, actually. My father was a diplomat. He toured the world, so I grew up in three different countries and speak two or three different languages before I, in the mid-80s, decided to come and make America my home. And I've now been here 15 years.
Now, what are the other languages?
We stayed in Kenya for 7 years and then in Hong Kong, Chinese for 7 years. And then we went to South Africa, and there I was taught Afrikaans and Dutch.
So how do you say real estate in Africa?
Afrikaans. Eienaarswese. Eienaarsbedrijf.
And how would you say it in Chinese?
I have forgotten that.
Oh.
Way too long ago.
Well, that's not it. That's not how you say it. Okay, gotcha. Sorry, didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, no problem.
One out of two is good. That's good. Okay, so how did you get to the United States?
You know, I was in the mid-80s, I was trying to sort of find my roots, find where my home was, trying to find where it was. I wasn't 100% certain that where we were living at the time was the right place. Okay. So I started traveling.
Okay.
And in 1987, I came to the NAR convention in Hawaii.
Okay.
And my wife and I stayed for 4 weeks, and we toured the States, and it was an instant love affair. Instant love affair. I thought the country was just awesome.
Now, what were you doing prior to that?
At that point in time, I was actually the executive director of the NAR's equivalent in South Africa. So it was called the Institute of Estate Agents of South Africa. So it was the nonprofit company looking after the agents.
Okay. And you had done that for how long?
I was in that role for about 2.5-3 years.
Okay. And then you made the decision to come on to the United States.
Well, after that, I actually started a real estate franchise in South Africa from nothing and built that up. And I also started multiple listing services in South Africa and built that up. And I also wrote 2-3 books before the time. So there was some stuff in between.
Gotcha. You ended up in the United States. And how did you get from that to today?
You know, I started working for one of the national franchises in a corporate environment. I worked there for about 3 years. Before the time came that I thought it was time for me to go on my own. And in the mid-1990s, I was looking for information to do business, and I found there was a lack of quality information. I couldn't find good stuff. So I started writing, mainly doing research for myself. And you know how it happens. You write for yourself, and one page becomes more, and you start sharing with friends, and then they tell you, you know, write a book. So in 1997, I wrote a book called Real Estate Confronts Reality. And that book became an Amazon.com bestseller. And, of course, then I thought, well, that's not a bad idea. So since 1987, I've actually written something like about 12 books since that time. And now it's an annual occurrence for my sins. I do that every year.
Gotcha. I want to talk to you about the Internet and particularly about social media. Can we start off this conversation by you telling me what you think social media even is?
Sure. Social media is nothing new. It is the conversation. It is the relationship which you have with other people. But instead of having it at a barbecue or at a home or at an office or a party, you have it on a technology platform which allows you to have that relationship with people which you maybe have never met. So they could be people of similar nature, similar backgrounds, similar cities, similar studies, similar likes or dislikes, anywhere in the country or the world for that matter of fact.
So social media is the equivalent of an electronic barbecue.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Very good example.
So walk me through the opportunities for social media interaction. Go ahead.
Well, just think about the business which you and I care so deeply about, real estate. It's all about meeting people. It's all about building relationships. It's about building a brand. It's about meeting more people and servicing those people effectively and professionally and doing the best you can.
Okay.
So social media creates a platform for you, one, to promote yourself, to build a brand, to show people that you have a certain knowledge or skill set or expertise about a town or a subject or a type of property, and to build relationships with people which at this point in time might not need your expertise, but they might need your expertise in 6 months or 9 months or a year from now.
Okay. I understand that. Tell me what my options are electronically to do this.
Wow.
What would be my first choice? What would be my first option?
You know, I would divide social media into, let's say, two groups, Gary.
Okay.
Those which focus on the real estate industry and our networks and social media networks within our space.
Okay.
And those which are more of a general nature.
Okay.
So let's divide them in two categories. Let's take the first category. In our industry, we have networks like Active Rain, Realtime, Inman Community, Brokerage, and Social. Those are networks created by realtors or real estate professionals for real estate professionals.
Okay, pick one of those and explain it to me.
I would say the best one is probably Active Rain. It's probably the largest one.
Okay.
Maybe about 160,000 members. And it affords agents the opportunities to put up their profile, their contact details, and then to, on a regular basis, write something about they care, their community, their town, their expertise. And they would post almost like a blog. They would post a piece of copy, a piece of content, with or without a video, with or without a picture, and they would explain or share something. And that's what social media is about, sharing, giving more than you can take.
And why would I want to be a member of Active Rain where I have that information up there and I'm blogging or putting something up about something I care about or know about?
Because I might be interested in building a relationship with people in another city, because I might want to do referrals one day. I might want somebody in another city to see that I'm actually a very good agent in my town.
How's that going? Okay, how are we going to get there from me just putting that up?
Because on the network of 160,000 agents, the other agents are reading each other's stories. They're following each other's threads of discussion. And here I see Gary's just posted a great article about Austin, and I'm very interested in Gary's article.
Okay, but I have a question.
Sure.
You said 160,000.
Uh-huh.
Well, I can't read 160,000 blogs.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
But so how am I going to know which one to read?
You can slice and dice almost anything electronically into categories. So you can slice it up into geographical areas.
Okay.
You can slice it up by type of property, luxury homes or seniors.
Okay.
So by type or style or geographic.
So you're saying their Active Rain has a search engine of some kind that allows me to slice and dice my way to finding interesting content that matters to me?
They definitely all have search capabilities, but probably which is more commonly used is probably just the categorization thereof.
So you can explain that to me.
You can, well, the fact that they have a category which they would say anybody who's interested in luxury homes would join this group. So although there might be 160,000 people at this point in time on Active Rain, there's only 1,000 people that belong to the luxury homes group. And on the luxury homes group, the people that share and participate mainly and predominantly discuss luxury homes activities. So if I only want to listen and talk and share about luxury homes, I would belong to that group.
Okay.
And all of the discussion about luxury homes is sort of put in a compartment.
Okay.
It's put in a separate box where I can look and talk and know, wow, all of these people in this group, they're all people involved with luxury home dealings.
Gotcha.
So those are the five, let's say, within our industry. Then with outside our industry, so general, oh, Gary, there are thousands, you know, if not tens of thousands. But you said pick one or two. I would probably say the top two or three would be maybe Facebook and Twitter. Those would be my two top choices.
Okay, Facebook and Twitter. And again, share with me how, as a real estate agent, that's going to actually generate business for me.
Very much the same as the networks within, but where your focus inside of the industry is to network with another agent so you can get a referral, on Facebook or Twitter, you are now communicating with the world. So you're communicating with anybody who could be a potential buyer or seller.
Okay.
And you can choose those people who want to become your friends, who are in your community, in your zip code, in your city.
Okay.
So there's no point in making friends with everybody in China if you're not doing business in China. But if I'm in Austin and I'm going to relocate to San Diego, maybe I want to build a business in San Diego. If I work in San Diego, I might want to invite the plumbers and the electricians and the mortgage guys and other buyers and sellers, or just in general, people that may be interested in real estate, to join my page, my group, my following. And they would look at my writings and they would say, wow, this Gary really knows his stuff. He's writing good stuff. You know, I want to join him because I'd like to see what he writes in the future.
It feels a little random to me.
Well,
are there strategies that, as a real estate agent, I can employ to make it not be so random?
Very good observation. I think it feels random because it is a concept that is still in its infancy and development. You must remember that things like Facebook and MySpace and Twitter and YouTube are 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. They're still barely new. And for the first half of their life, they were mainly used by students and scholars in a more social, playful kind of environment. It's really been the last 12, 18, maybe 24 months that the business world has taken notice of this platform and said, you know, I think here's an opportunity that business can maximize and capitalize on this. So the shift by people moving into it from a business environment is relatively new. Are we still finding our feet on that environment? Yes. Is there strategy? Very much like you and I, both chess players, there's always a strategy.
Okay.
There is always a better way of doing it than just doing it randomly. Most agents don't know that yet. Most agents haven't yet actually quite figured out how to tie it all together, how to maximize the power of the tool. I think many of them are sort of just still falling around, playing, testing a little bit. They don't have time, and maybe they don't have the inclination yet.
What would be a couple of strategies that you're aware of that I could employ that would be a little more strategic than random?
Well, let's take a very simple one for argument's sake. I think there are many different social media out there, and see yourself as a conductor of an orchestra.
Okay.
You're standing in front of a symphony, and you've got all these instruments in front of you and all these people. You've got your violins and your cellos and your drums and your percussions. Now, each of these instruments could play a tune on their own, which would be nice, which would be perfect. But if you are the conductor and you're able to get them harmoniously to play together, if you can get the one to work with the other. So if I tweet a message, and by sending out a short microblogging message of 140 characters, I can tweak your interest and thereby drive you through a link to maybe my Facebook page or maybe even my blog site. And then on my blog site, I explain more about a concept, a company, a franchise, a town, a city, a property. And I then drive you maybe to my homepage or my sales page or my listing page. Now, on Twitter, 140 characters, I couldn't explain to you that I have a wonderful listing in San Diego or in Austin.
Yeah.
But I can use the one tool. So if I'm a conductor of an orchestra, if I can get the whole orchestra to play together, if I can get my social media tools to harmoniously play together and the one leverages the power of the other one, I can build a powerful database of new buyers and sellers, which I normally would not have.
For example, how would I use Twitter again to as an example to make that happen? Any ideas?
Well, you could, let's say you've just listed Donald Trump's home.
Okay.
So, you know, you say, Donald Trump getting divorced fourth time, house just listed, check it out, URL. I'm getting the short tweet on my BlackBerry or my iPhone, I'm going like...
Now, who's getting it?
Whoever decided to join my group. So I could invite people to join my group, I could tell them about my group, they could just see me by accident, or I could put some messages out. I only joined Twitter last year in September, October, so about a year ago. I have 16,000 people following me. So every time I put a message out, 16,000 people, of which at this point in time, the last time I checked, about 72% were real estate professionals. So in the ballpark...
And they're all reading what you Twitter?
I don't know that.
Okay.
Does everybody read the newspaper? Does everybody watch
know.
TV? We don't know.
I don't know.
So you send a tweet out. You don't know if they're all reading it. What I can tell you is that I get...
Someone read it.
Oh, I get 30, 40, 50 responses within maybe 2 or 3 minutes. So are some people reading it? That's more responses than you get on many other things.
And do you have to respond to that?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Some responses are just, oh, cool article. Thank you for the lead. Thank you for introducing me to it. Or they might retweet it. They might say, Stefan, your message is so great. I'm going to share your message with my friends.
The reason you hear the and I'm sure you can hear the tone in my voice, it's not that it's deliberate, but it has a somewhat of a skepticism about the randomness again of it. And it's not that that's necessarily a bad thing, but like you said, I'm a strategic person by nature, and I tend to be a hunter that goes for what I'm after.
Sure.
And this seems, well, I get what you're saying. It's the electronic barbecue. It's a social media. So it really is about just gathering people around a campfire, only in this case, the campfire is today's topic.
Well, think about it.
Today's bit of news, today's Twitter. Or today's blog off of Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
I think to a large extent. I mean, a long time ago, we would go around knocking on doors. So how many doors could you knock on?
Hey, we still do that.
Yeah, we still do that. And sometimes we would have, you know, Tuesday pizza calling nights.
We still do that.
We still do that. We can only call a certain number of people as well. And then we would send out direct mail. We still do that.
Yes.
So every time a new technology or initiative came to bear, we would actually be able to hit, you can probably call more people than you can knock on doors. You can probably mail more people than you can actually
call.
So every time we're progressing more. Now through social media, I can touch more people than you could have ever touched before. Is it the best tool? No, not necessarily. Is it replacing all the other tools we've used? No. But I would be stupid as a real estate professional to ignore a new powerful tool which has been put in front of me, which will allow me as a Keller Williams professional to expand my market share, to grow my circle of influence, to touch more people.
Well, I think that the trick there is that you can't master all lead generation techniques. So it's not a question of would I ignore it or not. It's a question of is this the methodology I would choose or prefer to choose as one of my five or six or seven methodologies.
Yeah, I can buy that.
I get the analogy. I mean, I get the point of it has the potential to quickly communicate with more people. I guess it would have to do strategically with what the communication is, right? It can't be bought a car.
But
can't be saw a good movie. Because to me, that really is the barbecue at my house. The problem with that is that even at the barbecue at my house, the only way I'm going to get business is to talk business mm-hmm. at the barbecue. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the dilemma. I know a lot of real estate agents who would join clubs and do social things.
Never get the value from it.
And never got the business from it. And they were always claiming, but I'm doing all these things to lead generate and get my name out there.
But they're not doing it right.
Well, the way you have to do it right is you have to remember that the reason you're doing it is to get leads that turn into contracts. And so you have to experiment with the methodology you use in order to do that. Right.
I think that is 100% true with social media.
Okay.
Definitely, I don't want to know that you buy a car. But at the same time, if you're in my face instantaneously the whole time saying, listing, you know, I'm going to ignore you too because that's too much. So do we all have to learn certain social skills mm-hmm. and how to adapt them in a social environment and in a networking environment and in a business environment? Absolutely. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
And Twitter and Facebook is just another social media. It's another platform.
Right. Now, you've actually put out a book on this subject. Am I correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And the name of your book is?
Swanepoel Social Media Report.
Okay. Tell me about that.
Well, the reason was we were doing the annual Swanepoel Trends Report and rewriting the trends for 2010. And in doing that, we found that there were so many trends being impacted in some shape or form by social media. Mm. And when we contacted brokers to find out if they were using social media, we found out that generally there was a lack of understanding of how do I even engage in social media? Where do I start?
Gotcha.
What's my return of investment? How do I spend the time? How do I pick what should I do? And as you correctly said, how do I do it online?
Right.
So what I decided to write is almost like a kind of a field guide.
Okay.
It's sort of a step one, two, three. Because social media should not be any more scary than your cell phone or your pager which you had. It's just another vehicle. It's not the silver bullet. It's not the be-all. It's not going to replace anything. But it is an additionally powerful tool, which if you don't use it. So the social media report is basically 100 pages of saying, this is where you start.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be scared. Here are the steps. Here are the ones which I would recommend you start with. This is how you start with them. And then I actually give you a 10-day action plan and say, this is what you could do on day one, day two, day two, three.
Awesome.
Here's the rules of engagement. There are, although no legal rules, there are a bunch of social media rules which people have determined that if you want to play, if you play on this electronic barbecue, you know, you've got to dress right.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to do the certain things which are right. So those are the kinds of things which we share in the report.
Gotcha. How would I get a copy of that book?
The best place to go to is probably RE Trends.
RE Trends.
RE is a sort of acronym for real estate. So retrends.com.
Okay.
And when they get to the homepage, they'll see both the Swanepoel Trends Report as well as the Swanepoel Social Media Report.
Right. Can I also put a link on Agent Mountain to,
absolutely,
to take them to that?
Absolutely. You're more than welcome.
Awesome. Is there anything I should have asked you but I didn't know enough to ask you about this?
Oh, I think we've covered a lot in 30 minutes. I think we can maybe in the next discussion drill down into more detail, but I think this has been a very good coverage of the broad important points and the necessity and the value of social media.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for the invite.